got your Bibles this morning, the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse number 14. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, and verse number 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this time, and we thank you, Father, for the Word of God. And we just ask you to touch us this morning, put your hand upon us, and help us that we might be an able minister of the Word of God. And we ask you to speak to our hearts, and Father, just have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I've been mentioned about not being able to hardly to talk and eat. You know, I can sit down and be quiet. I can take a nap if I need to, but it's not being able to eat. Boy, it's tough. But here, the temple is being dedicated. God's house. It says in verse number 4 there, it talks about the sacrificing and the rejoicing, and the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And for us to get an idea, you know, of what's going on here, it said in verse 5, and King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. They offered all of the sacrifice. They were dedicating the house to God, and they gave, and they brought the sacrifices. And it says in verse 11, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, and in his own house, he prosperly effected. You know, David thought he wanted to build God a house, but God would not allow it. But he told David what he would do. And so David he laid the groundwork, the foundation. He got everything ready. And Solomon, when he reigned, Solomon built the temple, the place where God's presence came down. And he says, and we'll read here in these verses, where God tells Solomon, the place that I'm going to dwell, I'm going to perpetually dwell. Now, this verse, God's speaking here to Israel, to the nation of Israel, and what he's going to do, and how that this house was going to be a place that was going to be his place of habitation. Well, we know, where's God's habitation now? The Bible says that we are the temple of the living God, that we are, amen, that God lives in us. And we see what was done here for the temple and the dedication is setting aside for that temple. But what I want to look at is, we read verse number 14 and we see that it talks about, if my people, the nation of Israel, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. When we look in verse number 12 and 13, it says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. And in verse 13, he said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. And then he goes into verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. When did God shut up heaven? I mean, when did he send pestilence? And what is it that he's referring to there? What's God doing? Times of judgment. And there was times that, amen, that God, amen, judged Israel, that he shut up heaven. We talk about, some of us did get a little bit of rain here a week or so ago, but it's still mighty dry. Well, you know, if you got a little fall garden or something, things planted, you know, some folks, I heard some fellas talking the other day, and they was saying, well, we got some stuff planted. I don't know if it's going to get enough water to make or not. Well, you know, the Bible said about Elijah that he prayed because it hadn't rained a long time, had it? I mean, if my memory serves me, I think it was about 3.5 years. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? If it hadn't rained in 3.5 years, I mean, I don't know the Chattahoochee River would still be a running, be dry. Because you can wade across it most places around here right now.
Yeah.
But amen. But God, what was He doing? God was bringing judgment. Now, we live in a time and a place where folks say, I mean, God don't, we, yeah, God still judges. He does. Now, does everything happen going on? Can you say that this or that is the judgment of God? I can't. Things happen, and sometimes, I mean, they happen and God judges things, and sometimes things happen. They asked Jesus about the blind man in the New Testament. Who sinned that this man, that he's blind? I mean, they wanted that because they knew, well, there's probably something happened and this is judgment from God. But God said, ain't nobody. This is not judgment. You know, and so and sometimes it's hard for us to distinguish the two. But listen, here's the thing. Don't think that God don't judge. Because God, He does. But He told them and He told Israel, He told Solomon, He said, but if my people, He said, here's the thing. He said, when judgment comes, you see, with God, judgment is trying to effect some change and a change for the better. I mean, if I shut up heaven that it don't rain, if I send pestilence, I mean, if all these things begin to happen, He said, if my people, which are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray. You see, God is trying to effect some change in His people. He's trying to get them to a place, and God help us that it has to be that way with us, but many times it does. I mean, it has to be to where we get to that place. The prodigal, he could have turned around and went back home at any point and asked his daddy to forgive him, and I'm sorry, and I was wrong, but he didn't. He went all the way to the end of the rope. You know, even among things that we know in this life as far as little things and working, and I use this a lot, but ball teams. I know I've seen some ball teams, and our ball team, we said, we don't want them to lose, but you know what? Every once in a while, they get to play a long area, and they lose one that they ain't supposed to. What happens is there's a correction that gets made that all of a sudden, they might have gotten thinking that, well, we got this. And all of a sudden, there's a loss. And what it does, it brings about a refocus. Hey, this shouldn't have happened. Something ain't like it needs to be. Well, amen. When God shut up heaven, when the pestilence, when they come, when they realize, and Solomon's here, and God's speaking to him, when you realize that these are the things that's taking place, He said, if they will humble themselves and pray. Humble themselves and pray. I talked to a gentleman the other day, and he was speaking about some family members, and he said that he never saw them humbled in their life until the doctor said, you've got terminal cancer, you've got X amount of days to live. And he said it changed his perspective. God can get our attention.
Amen.
He can. He got Jonah's attention. He got his attention. And as hard as Jonah tried to go the other way, God caught up with him. He couldn't outrun him. No matter how hard he tried. I heard this fella tell a story. Now, they told it for the truth. I don't know. But he said there was a fella that he stole something. And the law pulled up and caught him. And he jumped out and he took off. And he hadn't been long out of high school, just a few years. And when he was in high school, he was a track star at his school. Matter of fact, they said that when he ran track, that he finished second in the state. So, you know, as high schoolers go, he was the second fastest man in the state. And he couldn't believe it when that cop tackled him from behind. Until he turned around and it was a guy who was a state champion that very year. You see, he still couldn't outrun him. And that's the way it is with God. We still can't outrun Him. And God was trying to tell Solomon that you're not going to outrun me. They're not. And so he said, here's the place. If they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. We preached last week about praying and the position, postures in prayer and seeking God with our whole heart, with everything that we have. And he said, if they'll seek my face. And then he says, and turn from their wicked ways. You know, I mean, listen, do we really have any wicked ways? Well, if we are walking contrary to the word of God, amen, that's a wicked way. Amen. Now, the world might not call it wicked. We might not even think it's that bad. You see, that's what got Jonah in trouble because he took the wicked way. He decided to walk away contrary to the word of God. And so, it don't have to be that we're out here doing some gross sin that everybody recognizes, boy, is a wicked evil if we're just not following where God would have us to walk. I mean, I did a few things when I was a boy that I didn't think that much wrong with, but Daddy thought different. And you know whose house I lived in? I lived in Daddy's house. And so there was some correction, some measures that had to be taken place. And see, God does that, and God, you know, a lot of times, just like we said about the prodigal, God tries to, He tries to nudge us back in here and there along sometimes, and we just won't have it, and so we just keep getting farther and farther away until He has to shut heaven up, or until, amen, He has to send the pestilence or something to devour our land. But he said, if you'll humble yourself and you'll pray and you'll seek my face and turn from, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal thy land. Now, I know some people, I mean, you can take this verse and take it completely out of context because he was talking to the nation of Israel here. But God will touch and heal. We live in a sinful world. And boy, everything about our life, it still might not be all peaches and cream all the time. But amen, our hearts can be right. Our lives can be right. We can be where God would have us to be. There can be a healing. And see, it can go farther than that because the principle is true. I've said of people, families, married couples that was having trouble. And one of the things that I've said 100 times, you may have said it, I mean, well, they need to get in church. Well, you know what? That's a true statement. But that's not the answer. I mean, you can have all kinds of trouble. I mean, because you can get in church and still not get right with God. But amen, when you get right with God, things will change everywhere. And so he said, if they'll get right with God, if they'll humble themselves and pray, he said, I'll heal their land. And God, help us. There's some healing that we need to do and that we need to see. But for that to happen, amen, we've got to get right with God. That's what he told them. These things have happened. And boy, I've thought and I've looked about in our land and I've looked about in my own life. How many things have happened? And listen, when we start looking and tracing causes, a lot of stuff that goes on is our own making. I mean, it's our fault. We've sown those seeds. We're wishing that some of them didn't come up, but sometimes they do. I don't know about y'all. We've been out here in the garden before, you know, and the bag bust, and all of a sudden you look around, and boy, there's 10 G okra seeds down there, and they're the same color as the dirt, and they ain't very much bigger than 3 grains of sand put together, you know. And you get down there and you try to pick them up, and you can get a lot of them, but wait a little bit, and you wonder, why is that okra coming up way over yonder? That's because that's where you planted it. You didn't intend to, but you did. And amen, that same way in our lives. We wonder sometimes, why is that coming up way over there and right now? Amen. Well, we may not intend it. We might not even really realize it, but that's where we planted it. And I tell you what else, it's amazing. It's amazing. I'm talking about on the the physical side, how long a seed can lay dormant in the ground until everything gets just right and it'll come up. And in spiritual terms, it's amazing how things can lay dormant for a long time. But when everything gets just right, boy, some of those old seeds, they'll sprout. And we'll say, oh God, why? But God's saying here, because see, in the New Testament, He told us this. He said, if we sin, if we would ask, He said, He's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But He told Solomon here, He said, if they will humble themselves and pray, He said, seek my face. He said, I'll hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. And He said, I will heal their land. And I wonder, as we think about this and about God's presence and being God's children, and think about our lives and what God would have us to be and what we are, have we got some places where we just need God to just heal our life, our lands around us? Because I believe that if we will call upon God, if we'll humble ourselves and we'll pray and we'll seek God's face and we'll turn from our ways to God's ways, God will still forgive sins. God will still cleanse and heal. I just ask you to stand with us this morning, every head bowed and every eye closed, while we wait just a minute this morning. If you have a prayer need, a prayer request, while we wait, I pray that you come this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, help us this morning, I pray. Father, touch every heart, every need. I ask you, Father, to minister to our hearts. Father, if there be anything that stands between us and Thee, that, Father, we could come and we could confess and we could pray and You said You would forgive. And Father, some places in our own lives and hearts that just need some healing, I pray that You'd minister grace and peace and comfort. We thank You this morning for all that You've done. We ask You now to keep us and help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.